Gunshy, Book 1 in the Gun Series by Laurie L. Lake, narrated by Sean Marie Bryan. Chapter 1. The golden white squad car swung around the corner onto Como Boulevard. No headlights and little sound, but tires squeaking on hot pavement. To the left, in the heart of the city of St. Paul, was Como Lake, a small body of water only half a mile in diameter. The street ran parallel to a walking and biking path that ringed the lake. To the right, up on a slight slope, sat a row of darkened homes, which were heavily shaded by huge elm and oak trees. The police car paused, four houses away from a white, two-story stucco house. Officer Desiree, Des, Riley, turned off the air conditioning and powered her window halfway down, staring intently at the stucco house. With a wary sigh, she listened for the nighttime noises over the engine of the car. The neighborhood was silent, almost too quiet. She should hear crickets, but all was still. She cut the engine, picked up her flashlight, and stepped out of the car, shutting the door so it clicked quietly. As she strolled along the sidewalk, the hum of nighttime insects started up, and she stood in front of the stucco house, waiting, listening. Somewhere down the street came a faint bass thump of music as a car passed through the intersection and faded off into the distance. Otherwise, no one was out. Her eyes scanned the street and the houses with practiced speed. Nothing seemed out of place, but someone had reported the sound of a woman screaming and had pinpointed the noises coming from the house in front of her. A string of residential break-ins had occurred over the last 2 months, all centered in this area. Even more disturbing was that in 3 of the 7 cases, a woman had been raped. Cops at roll call were beginning to toss around the words, serial rapist. It was enough to make Des take notice, living as she did within a mile of the lake. Outside the air-conditioned car, the August humidity seeped into her pores through her short-sleeved blue uniform shirt, through the bulletproof vest, and through the white cotton t-shirt she wore, adding to her fatigue more than she thought possible. She took a deep breath of the dank air and felt herself sweating. August in St. Paul was no fun, but at least the mosquitoes weren't after her. Yet. She was tall, lean-hipped, and broad-shouldered, with long black hair caught up in a French braid. She walked with a confident stride across a strip of grass, over the sidewalk and up the cracked walkway to the house, pausing periodically to listen. There were 6 stairs on the porch, and the first floor window sills were slightly above her eye level. The front windows were dark, but a shaft of golden light shone from an open second floor window around the corner of the house. Leaving her flashlight off, she strode around to the south side and paused for a moment. Now she could hear angry muttering, the sound of an urgent, high-pitched voice, and then a frantic scream quickly muffled. Des heard a ripping sound, and then deep-throated laughter. A male voice growled, "Stop it! Stop fighting, or no! You stop it! Get out of here!" A woman's voice shouted, "Oh, shit!" The man's voice growled, "You move, I cut her throat. Got it?" In a different tone, he hollered, "Get her!" That was all Des needed to hear. She touched her shoulder mic and called for backup as she ran toward the back of the house and around to the other side, visually checking the doors and windows.